Well, hello, everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, and this is our Astral Alliance Mastermind mentoring call for April 2014. And it's quite a month, as all of you know, with the full moon in literally a few hours. And also with a huge Cardinal Grand Cross, and then another eclipse. So we've got a full moon eclipse, a new moon eclipse, and the amazing Cardinal Grand Cross. So this is a huge, huge boost, actually, for all of us who are really propelled forward in our careers right now. And it may not feel that way at this very moment, just so you know. Some people are sailing through this period. It really depends on where this Cardinal Grand Cross is in your chart. So if any of you are on the call and you want me to do a quick look at where that's going on, get in line. You can press *6 right now. I do have all of your charts in front of me, and I will take questions this month about that particular Grand Cross and the eclipses. So if you're interested, press *6 and get in line. I can do a quick reading for you. I am going to touch upon two wonderful models for you to follow for coaching, because I know most of you are doing coaching and there are certain things that you need to know. And I'm still going to give you two models that you can follow in the future. So you want to take notes or get your pen and paper ready for that. And so, as I was saying before, these events this month are really triggering a huge growth spurt. And so right now, as we are on the onset, literally the triggering point of the first eclipse, we may not necessarily feel like, oh, things are running smoothly, some of us. And the reason is, as these eclipses approach, and the Cardinal Grand Cross comes together and is exact to 22nd and 23rd of April at 13 degrees, as this is all happening, we are releasing a lot of pressure at that time. So the pressure is building up now. We may feel like we're not moving forward, like things are, that we have ideas, we have plans, and we're not quite sure whether, you know, we can implement them or how to implement them or whether they actually will be implementable. And so there's almost like a feeling of, okay, we're moving, but we are moving super slowly. Once this Cardinal Grand Cross comes into effect, that's when the pressure is released. Think of it as a volcano, that then the pressure comes out, the steam comes out, and then the second eclipse, the new moon eclipse on the 29th of April, will pretty much seal the deal as we speak. And then by May, you will really feel like you are able to move forward again. Right now, it's really a balance between understanding what it is you want and how you're going to make what it is you want happen. How are the step-by-step plans going? You see, the Cardinal Grand Square is a four. That's all about discipline. A square has four sides. It's very much about structure and mapping out your plan. So don't worry so much if what you're working on right now isn't actually bringing huge results. Now, I have to say, though, if you've had something in place previously to this that's been bringing in results, that will be working fine. But if you're working on something brand new and you're trying to launch that right now, you may have to wait until the energy really clears and releases, which means May, for it to really bear fruit or start bearing fruit, where the seedlings really start to grow. So I wanted to throw that out there because I know a lot of you are working on different parts of your projects, your websites, your landing pages, your copy, your funnel, your sales. So you definitely want to stay busy this month and work on all of those things. I just want you to not get impatient if the results that you're seeking aren't quite coming to fruition yet. They will. So I will take your questions in a moment. I see a couple of you are already lining up. So again, any of you who want to get a reading on the Cardinal Grand Cross or the new moon, full moon eclipses this month in your particular charts, you can press star 6. Okay, so I want to touch upon a couple of just ideas for you to really consider now or in the future. For most of you, this would be in the future, but I really do want you to take notes about this because they're very lucrative and easy to implement. And so we've already discussed how we're going to set up your whole model with the lead generation product and so on. And I'm going to touch upon that briefly just as a review as I'm talking. But the two models that I want to point out to you are one, they're both coaching models, okay? So, I mean, coaching is one of the most lucrative aspects of what we do as spiritual entrepreneurs. Really, any business, you know, it's not just for heart-centered entrepreneurs. It's really any business. Coaching is very personal. It makes a positive impact on your customers' lives. And so I want to talk to you about how you can make money very, very quickly and help a lot of people, which is really the most important thing that a coach does, right? So let me give you two of these models that I've come familiar with and that will work for you pretty much no matter what business you're in. So the first is the Q&A model, and the second is the 4 to 8 week live coaching program. Okay, so we're going to look at those two, and I'm going to describe to you how I use them. So now, I know that, you know, we've gone through the actual building of the website, and so we started with the free lead gen magnet. We discussed that in detail at our event in Los Angeles in January. And then we also talked about how important great content is, and that's why most of that weekend was spent on teaching you about copywriting. And so I gave you my astral copywriting system, which is something you will use forever. It's an evergreen document that you have that's very, very powerful, and it really will run your whole business because, believe me, sales letters are what drive any business. So that document is a gold mine, and you want to always keep that in mind when I talk about, okay, now you're going to write your sales page, right? That's the document you're going to use, is the Astral Copywriting System. So we talked about that. And so, of course, the free lead gen magnet is the first thing you create, and it's of vital importance because this is how you generate leads. This is how you're going to the market, right? You need to put your stand out and show your goods and entice people to come and look at them, right? So they're not purchasing yet. They're getting it free, but they're coming to look. They're smelling, they're tasting, they're seeing what you're about. And so you're not going to the market to sell a product. You're just going to the market, you know, you're not selling a coaching business at this point. You're not really selling anything. You're just marketing this free tool that they can use immediately. And so it's enticing to them, right? And so one way to call it is an ethical bribe. It's ethical because it really does deliver. And it's a bribe because you're enticing them to come take a taste, you know, from the cuisine that you're preparing here. So now, the thing that people are coming to your website for and what they're requesting and what they're opting in is this free lead gen product, right? Okay, so now it needs to be so good that it's something you can sell, right? So just don't make it something that's not valuable. So that's important because they want to feel like they're getting value from it. Okay, so the first thing you must do is create this free product, whether it's a CD, an ebook, a webinar. It can be downloadable. It can be a physical product if you want it to be. I recommend no because it's a lot of work to have the free product be physical, but some entrepreneurs do like sending out a CD if that's what's wanted, right, if somebody doesn't want an MP3. Whatever it is, you've got to create it, and that's how you're going to draw people to you, and that's going to be the beginning of establishing you as an expert and giving you incredible credibility. Okay, so, and then the next step after that, after you've created this free lead generation magnet, is to build your list. Now, you need a list to actually implement what I'm going to teach you, these two coaching programs. You do need a kind of list. Even if it's just 50 people, 100 people, you do need something to, somebody to market to, right? And this is how you get your list, is that lead gen product. Okay, so once you have started to build your list and a number of people have gotten your free product, they see you as an expert now because they've received something that you've created, they've ingested it, they've transmuted it, they've learned from it, and that's when you sell them an information product. And an info product usually consists of manuals or CDs or DVDs or webinar. This could be your tripwire. It can also be, because a lot of you are actually coaching, it can be a phone call. You know, it can be an actual service that you give one-on-one. For most entrepreneurs, that's not the case, but for many of us, it is. So it can be that. It can be a blueprint, right? So it can be a chart. So step number two is start building your list. Once you start building your list, you're going to sell them your first info product. Okay, then the next thing you do is create that product, okay? This, you got to put it in this order. You don't create the product before you start selling it. You sell it first, then you create it. So then, and by the way, this product, this service or product sets you up as an expert. It sets you up as a guru, as the go-to person, okay? So, and you can bring people to a webinar as well. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a product. It can be a webinar, but it's easier when it's a product. Okay, so you've got these three steps going now. This is the point now. Once you've got that first product in place, is now when you can go into one of these two coaching models. Okay? So now you can start this first coaching model that I call the Q&A model. You can literally start this tomorrow, provided you have somewhat of a list. So now you can attract many kinds of people into a program like this. That's what makes this first model really exciting. And you can have novices or you can have seasoned people, meaning they know a lot about what you do already. They're familiar with you or they're familiar with other people like you. Or you can have somebody who's never, ever even tried what it is you do. So that's what makes it very lucrative very quickly. And so I call it the Q&A model because, well, let me just give you an example. The person who actually first designed this model. His name is Jimmy D. Brown. You can look him up. And so this is what he does. He invites people to sign up for his program for a certain amount of money a month. Okay? And he says you can ask him 3 or 4 questions a week. You can make this 2 questions, 3 questions, 4 questions. He said 4 questions. So it really depends on what you're doing. So he said people can ask him 4 questions a week from Monday through Thursday. And he will answer those questions personally, or he'll review something that you've done that you need to have him look at. So if you've written some copywriting or, you know, you have a question about something, he will review that, and this is his model, right? And then he looks at what you've done, and then he gives you his personal feedback. Now, the beauty of this model is, first of all, you don't need a curriculum. You don't need any kind of lesson plan. There's no material for you to organize. There is no content for you to prepare. There are no calls you're actually making. And there's nothing you need to create prior to launching this program, okay? Because basically, you're just having your clients who pay a monthly fee send in their weekly questions, and you basically spend, you know, a couple hours, an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, whatever it takes, you know, depending on how many people you have in the program. And you do need to cap the amount of people you have. At some point, you can't have more than a certain amount of people in order to do this program effectively. But anyway, you sit down Monday through Thursday, 4 days a week, 1 to 2 hours a day, and you answer the questions as they come in. Okay, that's basically what it will take from you. But it doesn't need anything else. The only thing is, you will always need that sales letter, the one-page sales letter. And, you need to put that online with the offer. And the offer basically is saying something very simple. It's saying you can ask me up to 4 questions a week. So you can say up to 4 or up to 3, which I'll personally answer for you. And you have to really be very, very clear that this is, these are the parameters. Now, you may think people won't ask you questions, but they will absolutely do it. They will sign up for this, provided they view you as an expert, okay? So again, how do you get that expert status? It's because you gave them your free lead gen product and they've tried something. They've purchased something from you before. And so they now know who you are. So that's really, this is why these steps are so important, that you have these in place. Okay, and you will have people signing up for this. So now when Jimmy D. Brown did this, he had 50 people. He capped it at 50 people. And so again, like I said, you do have to cap it. In order to do it properly, you do need to cap it. So he had them pay $197 a month. And so that's a pretty good deal. 50 times 197 a month, that's almost $10,000 a month for, 1 to 2 hours a night, 4 nights a week. Okay, so, and people will pay an expert. Now, you have to decide your price point. I think for up to 4 questions a week, every week, day in and out, $197 is actually a really great deal. Now, not everybody, just so you know, will ask you 4 questions. That's what I have found for sure. I find that on teleseminars, and I also find that with this kind of program. Many people ask maybe 1, maybe 2. Now, there are some who always ask 4 because that's just what they will do, but most people don't. So anyway, the number one thing that you need to do for this is to write your one-page sales letter. And by the way, that's always going to be the first step for everything you do. That's why the Astral Copywriting System, like I said, is your gold mine, because you'll be using it constantly. Okay? All right. And by the way, and the other thing I want to tell you about this program, the Q&A coaching program, is that, people are going to ask you, because you're the expert, they're going to ask you specific questions about your expertise, right? How to improve something in their life, how to make this or that part of their life happier, how to, they just want specific expertise answers from you. And so now the thing is, once you've been doing this for a while, you will realize very quickly that the questions are really going to be very similar, okay? Everyone pretty much asks the same kind of questions. So that's why it just won't take you as long as you might think to answer them, because you're just going to get the hang of this pretty quickly, okay? So that's coaching model number one, the Q&A coaching model. It's really the simplest coaching model that you could ever use, because it takes no prep, except for the building of the lead gen product first and having an actual product that you're selling or service that you're selling in place on your website first. You need to have those steps there first. But aside from preparing for an actual program, preparing content, like I said before, you don't have to do that at all for this. So this is a very easy one to implement. Okay? All right. Then we have the second coaching program. This is a little bit more involved, and it will take a little bit more time. But the great thing about this one is once it's created, it's an evergreen product, which means you can use it over and over again. So it may take more work on the onset to create, but it's something you can reuse. So both have their pluses and minuses. I would say both have their pluses, really, is how I look at it. Okay, so this is a 4 to 8 week, it's an e-course. It can be a live course. So it can be, by e-course, I mean it can be a webinar-based course, or it could be a teleseminar-based course. It can be live, or it can be not live. I actually like the live version, but it doesn't need to be. I'll tell you in a minute why I prefer the live version, but you can do it either way. Okay, so basically that you're going to really understand that you're going to help a lot of people doing a course that's a group program. So I'm not teaching you a coaching model right now that's one-on-one. I really, really want to teach you a program where you're counseling a lot of people at once. So, again, someone buys your first program. They go through that first level, that intro product. Then they'll go to a second level of coaching. And finally, a few people will go to your highest level, and that's one-on-one. But we're not going to discuss that today because that really comes down the road. I didn't start the highest level of coaching until much later in my business. Okay, so, all right. Now, here's the thing. You want to make sure that you really are ready to understand how to implement a program like this. And the first thing that you're going to want is an application. This is for the 4 to 8 week program. So that way, when you have people apply, it can just be as simple as asking them 3 questions. But you're using the application as a marketing tool, okay? So, you know, it's a marketing tool where you really are not that, you know, it's not like you're testing them on anything. You just want them to fill it out. It's the actual filling out of the application that shows their dedication and seriousness about your actual programs. Because when people apply, when they fill out an application for something they want, they would like an answer back from you, right? They get excited about that process. It's an emotional investment for them. And they're wondering, am I going to be accepted into the program? And so it changes the whole dynamic. So you're adding this step to this second coaching program. And Dan Kennedy actually calls this takeaway selling, okay? That's the word that he uses. So, all right, So, for example, some people are going to think, hey, I might not get in, and then they see that they have to follow certain procedures, and so those procedures must be followed in order to get access to you. So that's why the excitement level goes up, okay? So anyway, it's 4 to 8 weeks, one lesson a week. It can be delivered via email by PDF. It can be followed up by an accountability call once a week with you for 15 minutes, okay? That's a really easy way to do this. You can do it that way. So you literally won't even do a teleseminar webinar. You can literally just design the lesson, one lesson a week. And as soon as people sign up, by the way, and I'll go into this in a moment, how you're going to sell this, you need to have the first lesson ready, right? So you don't have to have the second or third yet, but you do need the first one ready to send out, whether it's a webinar or PDF or an actual MP3. So, all right. Then, so you send this out to your list. You tell them about the course, and you say to your list, okay, I'm starting this course in 2 weeks. And so then you start to pre-sell it. So during that two-week period, you create, like I said, the first lesson. And so for everyone who signs up, they immediately get an email with the link to the lesson or the PDF that has the first lesson in it, and that's all you do. The second week of the course, you create lesson number 2. If it's an 8-week course, you create all the lessons over the 8-week period of time. You don't have to create them all at the beginning, okay? So you do have that leeway. That's what I did when I first launched Numerology Academy Level 1, Level 2, Future Forecast Formula. I actually created those webinars for the actual weeks. And I remember once I was traveling and knew I was going out of town, so I just created 3 lessons in advance and had them all lined up, and my webmaster got them up live when they were ready to go. Right. So now the beauty of this is once you've created these lessons, you're on autopilot. That's an evergreen product. Okay, so you create the first email PDF lesson. You're going to schedule, if you do private calls, these 15-minute calls, which, by the way, is a huge boost to selling this course. And 15 minutes is plenty of time for a course like this. I wouldn't go more than 20 minutes, but, you know, that's really the max. I do suggest 15 is really good. So basically you're just coaching them through the lessons if you create a course like this. And you dictate when the calls are, by the way. They do not tell you when they want the calls to be. So you give them the choices, you set up the calendar, and they get to pick one of the choices, and make sure you reinforce that if anybody misses, they miss. You don't make up calls. You never make up calls. So if they are not able to get to a call or something happens, it does not get made up, okay? So, all right. So we've gone over basically what this course is. And then I'll just tell you, just in terms of the calls, you might wonder, well, how should I schedule them? I tend to like doing all the calls in 1 or 2 days. So I just basically, you know, I know some of you have jobs, so that might not be possible. You may have to literally do them Monday through Thursday in the evenings when you get home, or early in the morning before you go to work, or sometimes even on a weekend day. But if you are able to do this, you can just cut, you know, get one day out of the week where you basically go from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night, get them all done, have 15-minute breaks after every 3 calls, and, you know, you can do it that way. You'll be exhausted, but you'll be exhilarated too, okay? So now, here's the thing. In order to do a program like this, you need to be passionate. You really need to want to help people, because at the end of the calls, at the end of the day, you will be exhausted. But you'll be so excited because you're passionate. So if you're not passionate about it, you need to be in love with what you're doing, and you need to feel a lot of gratitude for all that's going on, because people will be grateful back. They will be excited about what it is you're providing them. Okay? So, and basically, once all the lessons are created and the PDFs are out or the webinars are done, and, you know, your time commitment is basically 15, 20 minutes a week per person that's in your program. And then you can run the program again and again and again, right? So those are two fabulous ways to start off without feeling like you have to do this high-end mastermind type program. Okay, so let me get to your calls now. I know several of you are on the Q&A here with questions. And let me just make sure I have everything out for your readings in case some of you ask about that. And I want to just make sure all of you really have all the files out that were handed out, all the handouts we had in January, ready and always, you know, at your fingertips, because they're so useful. You know, you have the handout for the landing page, squeeze page. You do have the thank you page template. You have the 5 things you need for a great marketing funnel that Molly created based on what I talked to you about. The whole lecture was about that funnel the first night. All of that should be, including, of course, the Astral Copywriting System, should be on your desk and ready to go. And that also reminds me to just let you all know, again, that we have this exciting June 21st and 22nd, I believe those are the dates. Let me just double-check. We have the Mastermind meeting in June right on the solstice, and it's going to be a great, great meeting. I'm going to be teaching you a bunch of new stuff, and so I hope all of you are actually going to be there. So we sent out an email to you about a week ago about this, and so I really hope all of you jump on the special hotel offer that they extended to us for that weekend. So I just wanted to bring that up because it really is an important moment when we get together live in Los Angeles in the same room, right? It's important that all of you come and participate in that actual event, the retreat that we have. So it's Friday, June 20th, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, June 21st, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., with possible overtime at the Westin Hotel LAX. And I sent you the link, so you should have everything you need to get your room for that weekend. Okay, so let's jump to the first question here. Hello? This is Tanya. Hello? Are you there?
Hello. It's Shirley. Am I the person?
Oh, hi, Shirley. Yes, you are the person.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear who was supposed to be speaking. And yes,
well,
I
you
was
know
on
what?
Here.
I don't have a name. All I have is, I should say maybe your error code, which for you is 512. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
there's no name here. So, okay. So, sorry about that. I thought
no
you could
worries.
Tell.
That I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah,
okay.
So it's good to
I
have you on the call.
I definitely wanted the dates over the next few months because that was actually one over the next month because that was one of my questions about when to call, when to email, when to launch because I finally have my website ready to go.
Yay.
Yeah, so I definitely am interested in the date things. And then I have a second question, which you sort of answered in the content you just gave us, but I have a follow-up.
Okay, good. So first you want to know how many dates do you need? Just the next month? You want some dates?
Let's say the next 2 months because I'm just beginning. I'm going to start out by probably giving like a quick call, which is basically probably going to be leaving a message on the phone
mm-hmm.
for around 50 to 75 people that have been my clients over the last year. So just
Okay. Heads
up, you're going to be getting an email from me. Then
mm-hmm.
an email that says, hi, so happy to be back in touch. I'm launching my new website. Keep your eyes peeled, you know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of email.
Mm-hmm.
And with a maybe that might be a point that I could do a little survey of people, you know, whatever. So the, anyway, it's that, it's the email contact. And then it's the launch. So, okay, here's my website, here's the things, here's what I'm doing. So it's those three things.
Okay, so let's look at the next 2 months for you. 21, 3, 20, and 2. So you're, excuse me, right now you're in a 20 month, which is a 2, which ties into your double 8s in a beautiful way. It also ties in with that grand square, which is, you know, representative of the 4, that cardinal grand cross, the 13-4 that's activated during the cardinal grand cross. These are all in the 2-4-8 triad in numerology, so very, very good for implementation, manifestation for you. So I like this month a lot. Now, is it possible, I know we're halfway through the month, for you to do any dates this month? Cause I'll give you
definitely
some.
It's possible for me to start calling in a couple of days.
Oh, good. Okay,
and,
perfect.
And email, you know, at least the initial email I could probably get out definitely by the end of the month.
Okay, I would start, the earliest I would start because the, let's see, the 16th, 27, yeah. 16th is a 9-day, so that's ending. So I would wait to the 17th before you make any calls.
Okay, that's actually perfect because I don't have time until Thursday or Friday to do this.
Good. And you know, the other reason I love 17 for you, well, for anyone really, it's leave a legacy behind. It is a money number. It's a immortality number, a strength number. But for you, it's an 8. You're a double 8. So
yep.
For you to start the process that day would actually, you know, put in place a really fabulous energy source that you'll have at your disposal because
good.
You began
okay.
then. It's like a celebration, basically, which is good. So that's the day I would start. I would then continue. So the 8th is a 1-day. I continue. You could continue on the. Now I'm not looking at days. I'm not seeing whether it's Sunday or not. So
no, that's okay.
Okay. So the 18th is good as well. Let's see. That's a 2-day. The 19th is very good. That's a 3-day. Your destiny is a 3. The 20th is also very good. That's when we're starting to get into cardinal grand cross. So, by the way, if you, any of you, if you feel there's stuff that happens between the 20th and 24th, especially the 22nd, 23rd, when Mars is exact. You know, there may be moments where things will shift. Calls may be canceled or people call you and need you for something. Just it's going to be a very big energetic release time. So just, you know, putting that out there so you have that back of your mind, you're prepared. Okay, so the 20th is a four-day. The 21st is five-day. You know what? That would work for you, even though you don't have mind numbers. The 21st ties in with your 12th destiny. 93-12-3 is your destiny. So I like the 21st. 22nd, boy, I don't know if I'd make, you know, it could be an amazing breakthrough day for you. That is when the Cardinal Grand Cross is exact. Would I make calls that day? I don't know. It depends on what you're calling about. So, yeah. You know, because you have to remember people will be in their particular states as well, right? So,
sure.
Yeah. For you, it's not, it's actually quite a good day. So you can keep that one in mind. You can decide. Just see how you feel the day of. 23rd is a no for you. 24th is very, very good for you. 25th, no. And 26th, again, is a one day. So 26th is good. 27th is good. 28th is good. 29th. Let me see. What do I do with the 29th? That is the actual eclipse day. I would say no on the 29th for you. It's actually quite a good day for you, but I just don't know how this eclipse is going to affect people. It's very powerful. So, again, you can gauge that one.
Okay.
And the 30th is good. So those are the days in April. Now, May is a different kind of month for you. It's a 21-3 month, and that is your destiny number. And so this is a very, very big, important month for your career coming in May. So really the whole month is good because of that, right? Because you've got that number activated. Your career number is active all month long. It also will follow right after this incredible April that we're having. So the energy will have been released and movement will start to happen again for everyone after that. So I would say for you, I'll just give you some really good days, but really the whole month is good, just so you know.
Okay.
So let's see. In particular, I would say, let's see, the 5th, 5th, 14th, and 23rd are especially good. 5th, 14th, and 23rd. Those are communication numbers. So if you are communicating with people by email or phone call, 5, 14, and 23 represent communication.
Okay.
So does 3, by the way. Your actual destiny number is a number of communication because 3 and 5 are the big communication numbers.
Once before when I got a long time ago, before I started in the coaching thing, for some reason I thought my destiny number was a 5. I'm obviously making that up.
I have your chart in front of me, Shirley Mae Norwood.
Yep.
And it says 93-12-3 on
okay,
my,
cool.
On mine. So.
Okay.
I just want to make sure because I, you know, if you say that, then I'm going to.
Well, it's you know what? A long time ago, I got a chart from you, and I was 8 and 8, and then 5 and 5. Was what I thought I remembered, but I could be in
you know what? Let me just double check because there could have been. This is good. It came up because we haven't used this number yet for you in our process together here with the mastermind. So let me just double check. Shirley Mae Norwood.
Thank you.
NOR 51. Yes, you are correct. It's 95-14, which is interesting because they're both communication. 5 and 3 are very similar in that way, but
okay.
They're different numbers. So, yes, you're right. So what I just said about May, you can scratch.
All right.
The month for you will not be May. It will be July is the big destiny number month. So it'll be the month after we meet in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So,
well, that's...
Yeah. Yeah. However, those days I gave you, the 5th, 14th, and 23rd, oh, my gosh, they're even stronger now because the actual universal days match your destiny number. And
okay.
The personal days match your other eights. So it's
okay.
Like a triple whammy of goodness on those days. I mean, it's like you couldn't have better days. It's just how May panned out for you.
Right.
So 5th, 14th, 23rd, if you want to launch anything, those are the days to do it.
Cool.
And then as for the rest of the month, it's a 21-3 month. Real quick, let's see. The 2nd, the 20th, the 11th, and 29th are other good days for you.
The second,
11th, 20th, and 29th.
20 and 29. Okay, got it.
Yeah. June is going to be a 22 month. That ties into your eights. So I would say, how would we do that? It's a bit tricky because it's a 22 month and you add, you know, a 4 to a 4. The 4th, 13th, 22nd. Yeah, I want to cause that karmic destined stuff for you. So I would say that month you want to stick to 5 days or 1 days. And so let's see, that would be the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, and 28th. And let's see, those are 5 days. And then the 8th, again, that's tying a little bit into the 4 and 8. So just do those days that I just gave you. I don't want to do
okay.
The other ones.
Cool.
Yeah. That should give you enough, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's great. And so then my April days, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 26, 27, 28, 30. I'm good on April.
Yes, you're very good on April. Yep.
I'll get busy.
Yeah.
So
good.
My follow-on question is, and I think the answer to this is going to be no, is it a distraction to do smaller client packages that aren't my big thing? And I think actually the answer is that's perfect to do the smaller client packages that aren't the big thing. Out of what you just said about the Q&A thing and the coaching thing.
Okay, so can you elaborate what you mean by smaller client packages?
Yes. So when I do my whole big deal, it's body work plus belief shifting plus letting go plus attraction planning plus energy balancing chakra work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of those things can be discrete packages. Like
okay.
I can do just a package of body work, just an attraction plan, just a 3 or 5 session package for shifting beliefs and letting go of things, 9 sessions of the energy chakra work, you know, another, just like break it out into like a la carte instead
mm-hmm.
of the whole big deal.
Okay. I do like that because some people won't want to do the whole enchilada, and some people will be interested in specifics in your program.
Yes.
You know, just like I allow people to do the Is My Name Fortunate report and not the Personal Numerology Blueprint, you know.
Yes.
One actually includes the other, but some people just want the name.
Right.
So when you actually divide it that way, it is good. It just depends on the program. But it allows people also who may not want to invest as much to give it a try, right? So
yeah.
So if you can tailor it around, I mean, what I'm thinking for you is, eventually some of those people will trickle up into the highest coaching program you have, which is the one, the big enchilada one.
Yeah.
For those people who maybe took and tasted one of the breakout programs that are based on the Big Enchilada program, what would you do for them? Like, what would you augment it with? You see what I mean?
Well, I think it would be more more personal attention, like, you know, more access to me.
Okay.
Maybe a retreat, like a 4-day, 3 or 4 days in person kind of thing. I don't know.
You don't want the value to exceed the value that you, you know, that sounds like highly valuable, you know, what you're giving out,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we would have to look at that. That's something we can look at more.
Well, we can look
closely.
At that in June. I don't need to decide that now.
Yeah, but yes, whether you can design a new version or use an existing part of your big program, yes, it is good to give them different price points because most people don't jump from very little to huge. They sort of go through some
mm-hmm.
offerings first, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that if they've gone through the various pieces a la carte, that sort of is the huge thing, you know?
Well, that's true. Well, the other way to do it, Shirley, is for you to have events or webinars or something else.
Uh-huh.
You see, this is where, like, for example, you came to my Design Your Destiny event, and that's not something I sell anytime else. It just was a one-time thing.
Right, right.
So if you do something like that or have a webinar, that's a fantastic way to put them in the funnel to then the greater, bigger program that you offer. So,
well, it sounds like what's the thing for me to do is to think about this, work it through, and then next month on our call I can have my
sure.
thing ready and talk about it then.
That would be great. That's what I would do, exactly that. And
because I need
to
sort of like be with this and think it through and do the numbers and, you know, just sort of sort it out.
Absolutely. And you're on your way because you're thinking about how can I do this. And once you do that, ideas will come, I guarantee you. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's great. So that's good. We'll do exactly that. Okay?
Sounds fabulous. Thank you so much. And I apologize, but I've got to get off the call and go back.
No problem. No, it's great to have you. All right. We'll speak in May.
First, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, Shirley. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. So next we have area code 303. Hello?
Tanya, it's Rebecca.
Hey. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really super proud of you that you stepped up, you know? It's really, really good.
It was a lot of fun. My other coach, Suzanne Evans, when I didn't know she was there, and she called me aside after it was all over with, and she said, Rebecca, you held the stage, you commanded the room, you had the longest line all night long. She was really proud of me. It was fun because she really gets down on you hard when it's not going well.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm super proud. You know, it's fabulous just the fact that you went through all that meticulous preparation. You know,
yeah.
And you can see now what it takes. But
I know.
You know, but once you've done it, you're now seasoned. You've done it. You know, it was your first time. You did it. You know you can do it again. Anytime anybody offers you something like this again, you know what to do. And it's
well, there
fantastic.
Do you know Angela? I'm spacing out her last name. Anyway, she does events and stuff like that, and she's asked me to be part of one of her things that she's got going on. I think it's
awesome.
Like a teleseminar series or
yes,
something like that.
Right.
Angela Johnson.
Angela, yes, I absolutely. I know who she is. And this
okay.
is one way, especially when you're first starting out or growing your list, to get people to know who you are. Because just by virtue of being advertised on her event website, people will look you up and, you know, and opt in. That's why you want to do those things, especially when you're first starting out, because you get your name out there. Now, if it's a really big person, like very, very well known, people who are very seasoned will do those because they can add a lot of people to their list. The whole reason you're doing this, Rebecca, is to do lead generation. That's the reason.
I managed to get, I increased my list from about 125. It's now about 180.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. Wow, that's almost twice. That's great. These are really good people. These are not just, you know, unqualified leads. These are good leads, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes, they are.
That's fantastic.
And I got several clients out of it. I did about 45 off-the-cuff readings in an hour's time. All these people signed up for the drawing that I, the giveaway that I had. And so I've been calling them, and I also have added all of them to my Facebook list, or sent out Facebook requests. So,
yay. Wow. That's fantastic.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but, you know, it always is, but it bears fruit. Believe me, these are people you can nurture along the way, and, you know, the thing you have to know is once a buyer, always a buyer. So keep that in mind.
Okay, cool. So I have got, of course I want you to look at my chart, but I've got the change event coming up that I'm a sponsor for, and that's 1,000 people. There was like 60 to 80 people at this other one. This next one's 1,000. So,
okay.
But I'm not going to be on stage. I'm just going to have a booth. And
still,
so
that's
it was
big.
It is.
1,000 people with a booth, you're going to have a lot of traffic. So first, my first question is, do you have an assistant?
I knew you were going to ask me that. the roommate that helped me at my other event is going to be my roommate for this one, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be able to help me. Now, this event starts, it's the 24th through the 27th, so it's a much longer commitment. My last one was only like on a Thursday evening. This is a four-day event.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that works. But she kind of understands astrology. She's done numerology. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know, she might have been one of your, I don't know if she took numerology from you or not. She's Hawaiian, Michelle. Her middle name is AI, and her last name,
I know who she is.
Okay.
Yes, she took from me. Yeah, I know who she is.
Okay.
She's a very, very nice lady. I like her.
Oh, and man, is she ever organized at the table. Holy cow.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Say hello to her for me. She's been to one live event. Yeah, so, okay, Be the Change. It's going to be huge. If she can help you, that's great, because she does understand.
Yep.
I was just going to say, it needs to be somebody who, because you will have to train her. I mean, you will have to, you know, if she's rooming with you, you can do this pretty easily. Just tell her the basics of what she'll be helping you with, you know. So you need to be prepared in the breaks. That there will be long lines sometimes, you know. So, So you'll have to have things available that people can pick up if they don't want to wait. Like, for example, I would have a way for people to sign up to, if they want to talk to you specifically, have, you know, a way for them to do that, like little consultations. So basically a sign-up sheet, you know. For example, at a Be the Change event, you'll have a lot of entrepreneurs, and they may not be so sure, can Rebecca help me? I'm not sure. And that's where you do your whole spiel, and when they speak to you, right? And you explain, of course I can help you. I can do names. I can do, you know, help you plan, you know, specific dates and whatever it is that you tell them that's geared towards your business. So you have to practice your lingo, your keywords, so that you speak their language. Because once you speak their language, they will trust you, right? So familiarize yourself with that language, which, you know, obviously you know the you're in the group, right? You're in this
right.
whole group of people.
Yeah.
But just make
yeah.
sure you pepper your language with those terms so that they feel like you understand them. You know, you are one of them, and you know how to help them. That's
well, and the last 10K that I went to was like the day at, well, I went to Las Vegas, came home for 3 hours in Denver, and then flew to my 10K program. And the people at the 10K program already knew what was going on. This is Suzanne Evans's group, already knew what was going on because they were at my first event and had posted pictures on the 10K website.
Oh.
So everybody there is now starting to come to me as a client.
See, that's what happened.
That group is 250 strong.
That's fantastic right there. The fact that you have that connection, because connections are everything. And so, you know, word travels fast. I think it's awesome that you're able to do this, that you're actually going out literally to these events, are taking part in them. And so for you, it's like it's a membership, a tribe kind of thing. You're part of the tribe already. They trust you. They're because you're there, you're one of them. And now you're offering something that obviously most of them have never even thought of using, but know might be very important to them, right? Because it's personal, it's business, it's everything. And so you've set yourself up, you've positioned yourself beautifully now. So, and it's just going to get better as you do more of these, you know?
Oh, it's hard working at the same time, I'll tell you, but.
Yeah, it is hard work, but you know what? If you love what you're doing, the thing with you is you have another job, so it's probably really, really hard work for you because you're trying to juggle two things right now. Eventually, you will not be holding this other job anymore, and at that point, it won't feel the way it does now. You will have breathing room, you know?
So, question for you. I have raised my session prices to $497. I gave $200 off for the event that I went to last month, and I'm still working on those clients. I'm going to have a raffle, and I kind of want it to pertain to what I do, but I don't want to raffle a free session. Because then people are going to go, well, I'll see if I get the free session first, and then I'll pay first, you know. If I win the raffle, I won't
buy. You don't want it to be what you're actually selling at the event. You want it to be something else. So you're asking what else that would be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could do anything from a Nordstrom's gift card to a small Coach bag to it's going to be mostly women. But
So is that normal for the raffle prize to not be related to your business?
A lot of the people, some of them do and some of them don't.
Mm-hmm. I like it when it's related to your business. So personally, I would just offer, because what you're doing in the actual raffle prize, that is an advertisement for you. So if you offer something, you know, it could be a blueprint. Do you have any blueprints that you sell that are like just documents that you create without a consult? You know, do you have anything like that?
I don't know what you mean. No, I guess not.
I do the personal numerology blueprint or the next 12-month blueprint, and, you know, they're actual PDFs that are created specifically for each person. Do you have anything like that?
No, and I don't know that I've seen yours.
Well, if you go to my website, I have two parts of my website. I have products, and then I have, you know, meet Tanya or work with Tanya and products. Those are the two.
Right.
So the work with Tanya are the consults. The products are the blueprints. So what I would do, see, when I give stuff away, I give away a blueprint. I never give away a consult. I give away a blueprint because it's, first of all, it's more impersonal. It puts them in the funnel because it introduces them to your work. So
for me, a blueprint would be, this is whatever number personal year, and is that what you're talking about, personal month?
Yeah,
personal
you could
day?
Do. Mm-hmm, you could do the forecast for their next year based on their numbers, personal birth numbers. And if it's something that you don't sell, though, it's something you're going to have to create. See, I want you to put something. I want you to put something out there that you actually offer. Because if people, the whole point of this is it's an advertisement for something that people can perk up their ears and say, oh, I wonder what that is. I'll have to check that out. It gives them an idea of something that they may, you know, want to get in the future. So a blueprint is one thing. An info product is another way. Info product would be something if you had an event and it's packaged into a DVD product.
And I don't. I've got a week to do this, Tanya.
Okay, let me think. So all you offer now is consults?
Right. I mean, I've got the 75-minute session. I've got a 3-month package and a 6-month package, and I just put on $127 explore your name numbers and stuff thing. You know, the name, fortunate, unfortunate name.
And that cannot be done as a actual product, like a blueprint. You're saying that because
could I do that. I could do the name.
That's what I would do. I would just
okay.
make it an actual document, you know, like something that you're creating for them, and it'll be emailed to them. It's like a personalized service. It's not a coaching call or anything like that. But
right.
it's still a personalized document that they're getting, that you're creating.
And then
them.
And then type out the meanings of their personal name and the energy of it.
Right. I mean, that's one way to do it. You can say it can be for your business name or your personal name, you know.
Okay.
So, and that will cause intrigue in them. It's like, oh, because nobody ever thinks about their name in this way. So by putting it out there, it will generate interest in that actual topic, right?
So for this particular event, since it's entrepreneurs, I could say, like, examine your business name?
Yes.
I
think that would be, you know, I think, let me just think, would the raffle be advertised anywhere, or how is it being marketed?
At my booth.
At your booth. Okay.
Yep.
I would do either personal or business, because, as you know, the personal is the most important. So, you know, you see what I mean? So I would say your personal or business name. Give them a choice.
And then if it's not fortunate, find them a fortunate. Give them some options.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That sounds great.
And you don't even have to use the word fortunate. You can use another name for it, you know. They're different. You can go to the thesaurus and look up other names.
Yeah.
But you don't have to use fortunate. You can use something.
Yeah, I don't want – that gets a little too woo for this crowd.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm bringing that up. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that way you're advertising something that you actually offer. See what I mean?
That's,
which is good.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's great. Okay, so how is this Grand Cross coming in on me?
Oh gosh. Let's see real quick here. So because we have another caller, but I'll just quickly.
Do you want me to call you back after you get done with that person? Make sure you've got time for everybody.
No, that's okay. I can do a real quick read. I'm sure you've looked at it, right? Have you checked out where it is?
I have.
Okay, so.
But you know what?
See.
I don't always feel like I'm as objective about myself as I am about everybody else.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm just saying because you're an astrologer, you would have had an easy time finding it. Most people are like, huh? Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
My chart?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, oh, I see. It's in your sixth house. No wonder you're working so hard. My God. The part of the cross is in your sixth house. It's a cardinal grand cross. Your sixth house is at 7 degrees Libra. That's the cusp of it, right? Your sixth house.
Sixth house is intercepted Scorpio.
The cusp of it is 7 degrees Libra, so that means the cardinal grand cross takes place in your 12th and 6th. Those are two of the four houses.
Not 7 degrees Libra, is it?
That's what I
haven't
have.
Even.
I have 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Northwood, North Dakota. Yeah. So.
Because when I looked at it, see, that's where I don't. It's a good thing I'm looking. You know, I've been an astrologer for 40 years and I can't read my own chart, right?
Well, just so you know, the reason you're so busy is because this has been building up for the last couple months and you are definitely feeling it. And this is in your sixth house of every day. You know what the sixth house is. It's your environment, work, health, blah, blah, blah. So,
I get up in the middle of the night and do work because I can't sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. It's the 12th house. So much going on for you. So many shifts. I mean, you know, things are ending. Things are culminating. It's a lot of stuff that's been under the surface is now coming out and blossoming and all of that. That all makes sense, right, to you, that's all happening. The other wonderful thing is the other two houses that are involved are the communication houses. So it's literally the third and ninth house. Travel, you're doing definitely traveling, short distance at least. But it's you're communicating your message. You're getting it out there. You're teaching. You're talking, writing, you know, meeting people. So it's perfect for you. And as this cardinal grand cross gets, you know, exact, the fact that it happens literally – right before this next event. I mean,
yeah,
you know, so you're going to feel, you're definitely going to be busy before, but once you get to the event, you're going to feel, it's going to be like a breakthrough experience for you. Cause this cardinal grand cross will have just happened. The battery power will have been turned on basically for the grand cross, you know, it would have been triggered. And then of course we have the eclipse coming right after that. So I would say for you, it's beautiful for what's happening. It's describing it in a great way. So, and of course, this full moon eclipse we're having literally in hours takes place in those houses I just said, 6th and 12th for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're
so
right.
It's
so I've got Chiron at 27 degrees Libra, and
oh,
the eclipse is at 20.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I know.
Well, guess what? I have my moon at 25 Libra, literally.
Oh, okay.
So I'm okay. Nothing's happened yet.
I just want to know.
I'm breathing, you know. I took some rescue remedy this morning just in case, you know, put it in my water. But I'm okay, though. Everything's going well. It's literally right on my frickin' moon. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on the person how it's going to affect you. If you're expressing yourself creatively, which you are releasing the energy somehow. It's not building up. You know, there's no residue of energy for you. It's really when it really becomes very dramatic is for a huge part of the population who is not creatively engaged. And, you know, therefore the energy builds up for them. And so I don't think you have to really be concerned. I think it's the more engaged you are, the more enlightened you are, the more filled with light you are, the less these events actually affect you, believe it or not. So, but you still have to let others know about them because they're not at that point. You see what I mean? So
I guess I haven't looked at my own chart that close. I've been so busy doing everybody else's that I haven't played it out into mine. I was thinking that it fell in my fifth house, but you're right.
Yeah, that's very typical too. I didn't look at it either till this morning, and I looked at my newsletter that I sent out last night. I said, 25 Libra, why does that sound so familiar? And I'm like, you've got to be joking. You didn't know it was your moon. Like, it's terrible. Yeah, so, anyway, yeah, I know. We are there for others, and we forget about our own. Even my family, I don't do them either, so I should. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so, yeah, I think the whole Cardinal Grand Cross, though, really shows what's happening for you right now. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where is the other moon, the other solstice? Or not solstice, but
the eclipse?
Yeah.
The new moon eclipse is on the 29th. It's at 8 degrees Taurus.
Okay.
Yeah, so again, that's the number 8. That's why I keep saying this is a big time of lucrative possibilities, and that's why in my newsletter this morning that I sent, I mentioned the forecast for 2015, which is a huge, big, big wealth and abundance year. So this actual eclipse in a few hours literally forecasts those numbers, and so does the eclipse on the 29th because it's at 8
degrees. So that's going to exactly square my Saturn.
Okay, so yes. And Pluto is conjunct your Saturn, so it's that's a big one for you. That's in the fourth house. Yeah. Just looking where Taurus is in your 12th house. It's funny, a lot of 12th house stuff going on for you.
Yeah.
So it's basically your Phoenix rising out of the ashes right now. When there's so much 12th house stuff.
I'm ready to get out of the fire.
Yeah. Well, you are. You have no choice, and you're stepping up, and that's why things are moving. They're not stuck. They don't feel like frustrating. They just feel a little bit overwhelming, but in a good way. Do you see
what
I mean?
That's true.
There's a difference. There's a big difference. So the frustration comes in when we have no release for our creative energy. And you're doing something about it, and that's why it's going to be fine for you. You're literally birthing something that's going to take you a long way. So this is all very, very good.
Well, good. Good.
Yeah, there you go.
I am on definitely on overwhelm. Don't know quite how I'm going to – I'm just trying to wrap up the last event before this next one gets here.
Yes, but that's how this month feels. It really is one of those months where you just it's a battery month. We're being battery powered into, you know, a point where we didn't realize we had it in us to go this strongly, you know, especially people who are directly affected this way. So, you know, meaning that it's touching an important point in your chart. So, yeah, I would say for sure you are being driven in some ways. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 19-10-1 month for me, I believe, as far as.
Yeah, well, there
can...
you go. That's right. The numerology says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The numerology
yeah.
for you is very, very potent right now. Very, very
yeah.
potent. So 19-10-1 is very important for you. And, you know, remember, you're born the 26th, so that is an 8, you know,
yep.
and that does tie into a lot of what we're talking about here. So plus, it is an 11-month, remember, and you are an 11. Don't forget
I
that.
Am.
So
yeah,
there's so much that's triggered for you. Yeah.
So tell me it's going to be easier in May. Tell me that.
I can't promise that, and the reason is after an event that is framed by two eclipses, there's just going to be just a lot of energy that's released. It's, like I said, like a volcano going off, and we have to deal with the lava coming down the mountain. So I can't tell you May is going to be easier. It's definitely going to be intense, and so will June, but it will start dissipating after that. So... But I do feel like these next few months, all of them are going to be intense. And that makes sense. When you think about your life and what you're creating right now, you will have more clients, you'll have more opportunities, you'll have more decisions to make. All of that is part of the energy, you see. So
yeah, it is. Well, for everybody else listening, it sure has been a roller coaster for me. I don't know how they're how they're dealing with it, but I haven't had time to get the oil changed on my car. You know,
yeah.
Like, I need to pay somebody to get my life in order so that I can take care of all these other things that are coming at me. It's just about.
Yeah, that's true. You literally have to budget your time since you don't have a partner to help you out.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's true. It's because the overwhelm factor means you might skip over certain steps, you know, or forget certain things. So you have to keep meticulous notes on things that need doing, you know, and make sure you attend to those things. It's important because, you know, that whole influence of that square, as you know, is about discipline and order and planning. So, yeah.
Okay.
Good. Well, I'm excited to hear about you. Definitely give us an update in May about what happened at your
At this
event, and I'm thrilled for you. Really, really super excited, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's, I mean, I think we knew this was coming just because of the solar arc chart, and I just had no idea how huge it was going to be, and so there's quite an adjustment physically when that's sort of a, I mean, the shift is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping into it, my body is going, just give me a massage.
Yeah, well, it's a visceral shift. It's a shift on all levels. It's not just mental. It's emotional. It's physical. It's spiritual. Everything changes. Your perception of the world changes. Your answers to things will change forever now. Your answers to every question change when you shift. And that's you can't talk about it. You can only experience it. You know, you wouldn't have known what this felt like unless you stepped up. And the reason it's so big, you said, well, I can't believe it's this big. Well, you created that. You just have to remember the planets, the numbers, the codes were all set in place for something wonderful to happen, something big to happen. But the size of it and the experience of it is totally up to you. And so the foreknowledge of it, I think, helped. The coaching, having coaches helped. But you're the one who did it. So you need to pat yourself on the back, you know.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And at the same time, I'm, like, really humbled by all of it, I'll tell you.
Yes. It's always good to feel humbled. Yes, that's
and
good.
Frankly, I have to share some of my deep dark thoughts. I said I've been thinking, you know, I was charging $297 for a regular session and bumped it up to $497, and I kind of secretly was thinking, well, maybe there'll be a little bit of lull while people get used to the fact I'm charging them $500, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
Well, you know, that's, when you get thoughts like that, it's good you bring this up because we all go through this. You know, where we step up to a new level.
It's
and,
kind of a sabotage in a way.
Yes, you don't want to sabotage it. Exactly, that's the word. You don't want to sabotage it by wishing that hopefully people won't, you know, follow through. But, you see, because you caught it and you noticed it and you acknowledged it for what it was, that's a good thing. You actually saw what happened, and it's normal. You know, it's not.
Yeah,
you don't want to like discount that this happens. It happens to all of us, because overwhelm is overwhelm, and you probably could use a vacation. But there are times in your life when you're an entrepreneur where you just can't take a vacation. It's, you know, you have to keep the momentum going, and so, you know, you caught it, and so that's good. As long as you keep doing that and keep getting excited by the fact that, yes, people are going to be paying you $497 per session, and you see the money come into the bank, that's – once the money comes in the bank, that's when you say, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
This is a good thing, you know. So, because you're valuing yourself, and so others will value you based on the value you put on yourself. It's all about the self-perceived value that you put on your services. And as long as you keep that growing and – you really see that it is tremendous value that you're bringing to your clients, they will not, you know, there'll always be some who complain. Everybody has that, but there'll be many more who will purchase than complain. So, yeah.
Well, that's it's been a lot of fun, and I know it's just the beginning.
Yep,
so.
It always is, which is good.
I'm always stepping through that 11 gateway, you know. I'm always mastering something.
Yeah, you
like,
are.
It's like childbirth every time, I'll tell you.
That's funny. Yeah, yep. So,
okay.
Good. Well, have you know, the 29th, the eclipse, that's a big number for you, too. So,
It's
on the 29th, yeah. So you're birthing something, you'll really feel renewed. And, yeah, so just remember that as well, that
okay.
When that number gets triggered, you feel it as well. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, all my best to you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And we'll speak in May, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye. All right, we have one more 250 area code.
Hi, Tanya, it's Fiona.
Hey, Fiona, how are you?
Good. It was interesting. I don't know, I couldn't call in. I didn't get through right away, but with the coaching, I'm going, oh, that just kind of answers some of my questions, because I know I'm getting a huge push to actually teach, and so this has just actually really helped me figure out some things and how to offer it. So thank you
Good.
For that. And I guess one of the questions that I want to know is, like when everything, because you do everything, you know, most people do everything through their website, and I've now got my Square Reader to do things. But when people are booking that I'm seeing here at home, like I've been really, really busy locally doing readings again, and I've only had it twice where I've had people actually phone me and cancel, and I've known, so I haven't kind of put out anything. But I'm to the point now where I'm getting busier. Do I state that, like, especially for local ones, do I say you need to put a deposit down to hold the spot for you? Or how do you handle?
Oh, like, well, they should prepay. You see, the way they keep their spot is by paying for their session.
Right.
And so you just have to let them know, look, I have a website, and people are booking their readings with me by paying for them. And that's how I keep a spot for them. And so I've changed the way I changed the way that I book my clients because
okay.
I'm online now. And so for you to reserve a spot, it will have to be, you know, reserved. You can either say by deposit, you know, pay 50% first,
right.
However you want to do it, since you're going to see them personally. But they have to commit now, because otherwise that spot can go to another client,
right?
So,
well, and if
so,
they
yeah.
if they do cancel, then that's what I'm saying. Is it, you know, do you hold?
Okay, so here's what I do. People don't generally cancel. Do they cancel, literally cancel, or do they just want to be postponed to another time?
Well, you know, I had one gal that did. We transferred the time because they wanted to see me, so I figured that out for them. But it was just, I've only ever had two, and it was just this last one. And I knew the person that was phoning. She's phoned me quite a few times, and I already knew. And so, but I'm just thinking, okay, so I wanted not, you know, I want them to, because I do the prep now of doing the numerology code. I'm actually giving them a little package that they take away with them that's been a big hit. And so I'm actually doing more, so guess what? I've already had done that work, and then they decided to cancel. So I'm going, no, I need to get paid for my work that I've actually put out.
When did that person cancel? How shortly?
In the morning of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
And
you
it's
know, I don't get cancellations like that. What I get sometimes the day of is somebody, due to some emergency or travel
right.
or whatever, needs to move it. And here's what I do. I allow any client who books an intuitive call with me or astral,
right.
you know, astrology call, I allow them to move it once. But the second time they have to pay again. That's my policy.
Okay.
So, but if they literally cancel the day of, Boy, I would say if you're preparing something, see, for an intuitive call, I've never had that, so I don't even know what I would say. You've booked them. They've taken a spot from somebody who could have been there. So I would, you know, I don't know what I'd say. If it's an intuitive call, I would probably just say, you know, 50% maybe.
Yeah. That's what I was kind of thinking, like, say that it's a 50%. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just so they know, you know, and then what you can say is, this is what I say. I mean, my assistant Molly usually writes these emails for me. And so what she does is say, you can apply it to another product too, you know. So that way that you'll find out, are they actually a buyer? Will they come back or not? So you can do that. You can actually say, look, you can apply it to your next call, or you can apply it to something else, you know.
Okay.
And that way you get the money, it stays with you, but then they have a choice. Well, do they want to step up again? You know?
Right. Okay. Well, just as I say, it just kind of, I'm going, and I know stuff happens for me. It's all for me to learn and different things, but I thought, okay, I need to start to figure out. It's been brought to my attention again, so I'm going, okay, I will have to look into it and figure out what I'm comfortable with and, you know, how other people are maybe doing things. So,
Yeah, of course. And the other thing I was going to say with your first question, with the programs that I just described, you know, for you earlier in the call, when I give you that content at the beginning of the call, I'd love for anybody in the group, even if you can't be on the call, if you have an idea based on something that I teach you the previous month, please, you know, bring it up either on a call or in an email and ask questions about how would I use it? Can I use it this way or for this product? Or, you know, what do you think of this program if I designed it this way and price point or whatever? So all of you, including Fiona, listening to recording or live right now, if you have a question about something that I teach in a previous call, whether it's the previous month or before that, just email it to me if you can't be on the call, because I'd be happy to go through that with you. Because I don't want to feel, I know some of you work and can't be on the call every time and listen to recordings, and I want you all to be able to participate. So for you, Fiona, if you got an idea today based on something that I said about these two different coaching models, just, you know, give it a thought, you know, just like Shirley is, and come back next month and just, you know, either write me an email or get on the call and ask me.
Well, no, it just solves, because I've been presented. People always come up to me, this is locally, saying they would have questions. So I'm going, this is a product now I can sell.
Yes, this
they
is a,
go
you
to
can
my
do
web,
the Q&A. Do the Q&A. It's
go to my
for
web,
psychics. Yeah.
Yeah. So to me, that's perfect. And then with the teaching, I know I've got, like, the natives want me to put, they're waiting for me to put something together to introduce to their people. And then I've got people up in Golden. I've had some readings from some people up there. And I just got asked to say, hey, we can get a group together. We'd love to have you to come up and teach. So I'm going, okay. So, but I can see then doing it, you know, once you kind of make something, doing like a webinar or something that's, I never even kind of thought of that to start with.
Yeah, once you have something to teach, it can always be turned into a webinar.
Right.
Right? So it's because you have the content. So as you're creating this program, whatever it is you design, just keep all your notes on it, but then think of it also in terms of a future webinar, if it is something that can be translatable, you know, into, which most things can. You know, unless, you know, the only thing that really you can't translate in a webinar is one-on-one readings.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But if it's information that's useful to anybody interested in your topic, you can create a webinar or a PDF. And that's a product for you right there.
Yeah.
So everything that you do from now on, think of it in terms of reuse and recycle. And you'll be amazed at what you come up with. You know,
I guess my biggest thing that I was, you know, I've had such a reaction with doing, because I'm writing up their people's numerology code,
mm-hmm.
and so they can see it, because I'm saying, okay, this is a great guideline for you to, when you're falling off center, I call it, when
mm-hmm.
you're on your shadow side. So if your things aren't right, go to your code, see where you're off. It's going to tell you. And
mm-hmm.
and I've had such great reception with them getting something physically, you know, whether I email it to them or when I'm doing readings, that they've just loved it. So
that's great. See, that's so there again, you know, if you want, you're coming, right, in June, so we can really go more deeply into
I'm
your...
planning on it.
Okay. I really hope you do, because I'd like to help you really set up some of these, even if it's just one, but we want to set up at least one, you know, extra info product or something that you can sell on your website, because
right.
the more you have of that, the more of an expert you will be seen as, because the more people purchase that intro product of yours or one of your initial products that you put up, right, that are more low-end, not the hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but I'm talking between, you know, 50 and 300, basically.
Right.
If the more you have available, you know, one or two at least of those, the easier it is to grow your funnel for the higher-end coaching that you would do one-on-one with people later on, which is where, you know, the real lucrative income comes in.
Right.
So I really – and you have a lot of possibilities, especially since things are now coming to you, opportunities are coming to you, right? So turning those into evergreen products that
right.
are reusable is important for you to just, you know, figure out. So, yeah, I just keep, you know, I know you're on every call and you're available. So when you have questions about how to design something in a way that is usable for your website, you know, that's going to be exciting, you know, to look at for you.
Well, and then my other question to you is then, can you tell from my blueprint with what's coming up, you know, with the Grand Cross and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I almost had to, after last month's phone call, I had to take a step back and just shut down everything because I had to do some personal work. And with doing
wow.
that, and I don't know if that's in my numbers, blueprint, wherever my planets are, is that showing up in there? Because since I've done that, I mean, I am getting stuff now that I think for my whole, you know, with my abilities, I am even that much more crystal clear with the information that I'm getting.
Oh, that's wonderful you took that time. Yes, there's a lot going on for you. Let's see, the Cardinal Grand Cross, I'll get to in a moment, the full moon eclipse tonight
right.
is taking place literally on your Neptune. Your Neptune's at 25 degrees Libra, and this full moon eclipse is on 25 degrees Libra, 25 degrees Aries. So when it sits, when an eclipse literally conjuncts a natal planet, it is of tremendous importance to you. Yeah. And the effects of it will last at least a year. Now, because it's Neptune, and Neptune is a planet of, it's the psychic planet, right? Neptune
yeah.
goes to the depths of the ocean and all of this.
Right.
Neptune in your chart is in the ninth house. The ninth house is about higher learning. So you're learning. It's about communication, publishing, you know, teaching others. So it's, you know, traveling too. So you will be traveling more this next year, you know, starting today. I'm talking, when I say next year, I mean from now till next year.
Right.
And you'll, because it's 25 degrees, that's another thing. You know, 25 is a 7.
Right.
Your actual midheaven is 7 degrees. That's your career point in your astrology chart, is 7 degrees. And that is the psychic number as well. So you've got Neptune at 25-7 being triggered today by this powerful eclipse. We're in a 7 universal year, as you know. Your midheaven is a 7. So for you, yes, absolutely, there's a lot of shifts and breakthroughs that are going on. Let me just look at your numerology real quick, see if anything else. Okay, you got 21, you got 2 threes and a nine. Okay, so in terms of the Cardinal Grand Cross, that actually touches upon your ascendant, because your ascendant is 2 degrees Capricorn. Your seventh house, which is your descendant, is 2 degrees in Cancer. So since you have cardinal signs on your horizon points, this Grand Cross absolutely affects you and has for the last few months and is really coming to a head now. You have so many planets in Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You are a Cancer. You
yeah.
have Uranus conjunct your Sun in Cancer. You have Venus in Cancer, and you have your Mercury in Cancer. Since this is a cardinal Grand Cross, Cancer is a cardinal sign, and so obviously you're affected. You also have, like I said, Neptune in Libra. That's the other cardinal sign. So half of your planets are in cardinal signs.
Right.
So just by virtue of that, yes. The fact that the eclipse today touches one of those planets, yes. I mean, it's a major, major transformation for you.
Right.
It will affect your relationship with your partner, with your husband as well, because seventh house, as you know, has six planets in it, including your sun, moon, midpoint is in the seventh house. So that means, you know, you will, as you shift, it will shift your relationships, your intimate relationships too. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's huge for everyone, but for some people, it's mega huge, and you're one of those.
Well, but what I've realized with all the talk and whatnot, so now I'm realizing is I've really worked on how do I bring myself into that calmness and stay there.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm there, that's when spirit world talks to me. I get my guidance. I know what to do. So it's
mm-hmm.
just really, really, and you're talking about with the releasing, that's what I did. I knew I had to release something, so I worked with somebody and we worked on that. So, yeah, I felt
good
for being released from myself. So,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. You know, like I keep bringing up the analogy of the volcano, but for you, it's not really volcanic. It is very deeply spiritual because of that Neptune influence that is being triggered
right.
as we speak right now, as the moon and sun, you know, do their dance tonight. Which, by the way, you're on West Coast time there in Canada. Where are you? Are you?
I'm on Mountain Standard.
Oh, Mountain Standard. So for you, it'll really start at around 1 a.m. For us here at midnight is when we really can see this eclipse tonight. So I don't know if you're a night owl or not, but I may actually wait till midnight to go to sleep and have a quick look. But what I was going to say was because your Neptune is directly affected at the onset, at the trigger point of this three-event, major event in April that we're experiencing, very, very rare event. I mean, having
right.
two eclipses on either side makes it even more potent and long-lasting. But the fact that it's Neptune and 7 degrees, 25-7, shows me why it is the peace that you are seeking, because of all the planets, that is the planet of peace, you know, of deep
okay.
inner peace. And at the same time, be careful of any illusions that you may have as well. So you need to just, you know, because Neptune touches upon that. So you just want to be very incisive and clear about the dreams you're having for your future. And also know that you are now being activated right now to become the teacher, because this is the ninth house.
Mm-hmm.
The ninth house does govern everything to do with teaching, higher learning.
Right.
So you as a teacher are being activated, and because it's Neptune in seven, you as a spiritual teacher are being activated right,
right.
now.
Right. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And remember, you're midheaven seven Scorpio. So that's very, very important. You know, Scorpio, the ruling planet of Scorpio is Pluto. Pluto is part of this Grand Cross. And your Pluto's at 25-7 degrees, too. So it's almost like you had no choice.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's very, you know, it's very interesting. Well, as I said, I had to put everything on hold, and I just knew what I had to do. So I took the time and I worked on that, and then I just see that I just have so much more clarity now. So it's just, and stuff is just instantly comes now. Like it's really quite interesting. I'm kind
of
myself, so it's just
it's wonderful. I'm
stronger.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I love that you took that time, and because it's going to, as you know, not only help you but help everyone who you come in touch with.
Yeah.
From now on. Oh.
Well, and that's what I'm doing too. I mean, the people that I'm working with now, it just seems like I'm very, very pleased, and I know I'm making a huge, big difference. And to me, it's easy, but it's because I'm working in it, and I've worked through a lot of my own stuff. So, it's almost like, and I know sometimes with the number seven, that's what I say to people when they have the number seven. Sometimes you see the whole big picture, and most people can't see that. That's what
I'm
number seven. And then it's little, you know, most people just see little pieces to the puzzle, where the seven can see the whole picture. And sometimes you can get frustrated because, well, why don't people see that? But I tell them that that's what their job is, to help others, to show them how to put those pieces and make the big piece, the big puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's
that's a very nice way of seeing the seven. I like that. You remember, it's interesting you say that, just thinking about what you're saying, because the seven itself is a literal representation of a lightning strike. And when lightning strikes, it lights up the sky and you see everything, you know, like you see the big picture in the darkness. And so it's a literal representation of light. So, yeah, that's I like that. That's very nice. Very nice. So
yeah, well, thank you for the teaching. You arrived in my life when I needed to move forward, because I was just doing basically – I was getting the life purpose, where now with your course I was able to take that further, and I'm very, very much looking forward to, are you doing the fortunate name thing in May?
Yes, I'm working at it as we speak, so there's two versions that I'm creating, and we'll see which one will be released first. But yes, that's definitely on my agenda right now, so yes.
Because I know I'm starting to get questions about that. So
about the name creation.
The name,
part.
Because I think that's really, like I feel like that's where I get my push of where I need to go and where I need to learn. I kind of know that, and I'm going, that's the next point for me to
learn that. Yeah, that's, yes. So it's actually up on my desktop. I just have to get to it. So it's in the works right now. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that coming out then.
Yes. Thank you, Fiona. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, you are set then for this month, right?
Yes.
And we will definitely, well, next month it'll be really the month before we meet, so in Los Angeles. So it'll be a good time to really bring your questions that you may want to have, you know, go into depth later on in June. So,
right.
So I just want to say, just enjoy as much as you can this shift that we're going through. And the more you apply yourself creatively, as everybody on this call has been doing, which is so exciting to me, you know, the more you do that and just step up and do something that excites you passionately, the better you're going to feel during this period, because you're literally yourself diffusing the energy, right? By doing that, you are diffusing, because you're actually applying the energy yourself, so it's not being built up and stopped. There's no real pressure being built inside of you. You're releasing it every day by working on your passion. So that's really the highest, you know, gift that you have, is your ability to do that, to be the creator. And so I want to commend all of you who are stepping up and doing that, and thereby helping others move through what we're all experiencing over the next few weeks and months. So thank you, Fiona. And
well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I will now just remind all of you to make sure you book your room at the Westin. I can't wait to see you. Gosh, it's just, 2 months away. Have a fabulous April. Enjoy the two eclipses and the Cardinal Grand Cross. And I hope you got great value out of, the actual two coaching programs today. And again, any questions about anything, please send them in. I'd love to answer them for you. All right, we've almost gone 2 hours, which is very fitting for the month of April. And I will see you in May. Have a great, great month. Okay, bye-bye.